And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, a prophecy that was written in the book of Jude is being fulfilled before our very eyes. It states that in the last times, there will be scoffers who simply follow their own passions. It's impossible to look at the communication of the world and not understand that this is taking place. These are divisive people. People who create separations and divisions, and they're identified as people who have no touch from the Holy Spirit. Remember, for the Christian, there is unity in the Father, in the Son, and in the Spirit. Next, we'll do a devotional from Pastor Ray. Now, for him, things are great. And yes, I'm jealous. He's hanging out with JC, doing fantastic dances on Streets of Gold, although I have a hard time imagining Ray actually dancing. And then probably he's eating food without calories, because that's a little bit of what I think heaven will have. But the message Pastor Ray left behind is simply this. There are pathways to healing. Ray offers one specific and helpful avenue to add to our arsenal of prayers for healing. Excellent. And then finally, there are so many scriptures that are just so lights out fantastic, not the least of which is a portion in Ephesians that we're going to look at. The whole purpose of the Apostle Paul's encouragement, listen to this, is for us to know the love of Christ. Now, hold on. It's not enough to hear about it, think about it, feel it. That's all cool, but we need to know it inside and out. We can rely on the love that God has for us. We need to understand the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, and there's not a day that we can afford to live on this earth that we don't contemplate that love and acknowledge it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. That's cool. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, Jammin' Jacob, you ready for this? Because this one, talking to Jammin' Jacob, that is like heading into the weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Aren't you excited about that?
Yep. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Are you off tomorrow finally? Did you get it
yes.
tomorrow? Okay. Good for
yep.
you. Okay. See, he's been working hard. He's been pushing hard, haven't you? I'm telling.
Yeah.
I think just surviving.
I'm starting to get everything down.
Yeah.
Everything I need to do around here.
It takes a while. No matter what position you're in, when you're in a new position, it's informational overload. It's
right.
just like it takes just time for your
yeah,
brain
you just
to
gotta,
go.
Yeah, you got to be a sponge and take
yep.
everything in.
Yep. Excellent. That's exactly what you got to be. You got to be a sponge. All right, here it is. Bottom line. If you have a prayer request, we want you to be able to call us or text us. Okay? We're going to be praying a little bit, like I said, for my daughter. For those that know much about my daughter, her and her husband are like, he's such a great guy. They're just a fantastic couple. They have four kids. Their third child is an exceedingly deep special needs child, and that child's going through the ringer, and that has been putting the parents through the ringer for about 5 years. So it's 4 years. So it's a lot of time involved and a lot of time invested and a lot of pain, but a lot of joy and a lot of glory. But we're going to pray for her and for our buddy Easton. That's number one. Number two, if you've got a praise report, it's Psalm chapter 40 says that when the Lord puts a new song in your heart, puts your feet on a rock and a new song in your heart, and other people hear it, they trust the Lord. So there's this power that takes place when we acknowledge the Lord. When the redeemed of the Lord say so, there's this elevation that takes place in other believers because it becomes more tangible for them to access and their faith increases. And that's just a blessing. So if you got a praise report, you got a prayer request, you got anything going on you want to talk about, it's not a kvetch fest. I know. Oh, Dave, this is going on and this is going on. That's true. But you know what? The Lord hasn't returned then yet. And when he does, you won't have to worry about that. But between now and then, guess what? The sun will still rise tomorrow. Get it? So carry on, right? That's what you want to do. So here's another thing that we do, and we think this is kind of fun. It's challenging from time to time, and that is we do trivia questions. And the reason people are like, well, why do you do trivia questions? We do trivia questions because it keeps the Bible at the forefront of our hearts and minds. And you think, well, is that important? It's essential. You see, God will talk to you, will share with you, will teach you, will answer your prayers, do all those things. But we have a plumb line in our faith, and that is the Word of God. And it is Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. And that's the plumb line by which we line things up. And so knowing what the Word has to say is essential. And oh, by the way, we're going to do our DNA. Talking to the Lord is also essential, right? Except I will tell you right now, sometimes when I'm reading the Bible, I stop and I look up to God and I go, now, why did you do that? I ask questions. I think that's how you're supposed to engage in the Word. I think it's supposed to be a relationship. So when Noelle tells me she does something and I say, well, why'd you do that? You know, or what's this about? I mean, I ask questions. That's what I do with the Lord, even when I'm reading. Okay, some things I get right away. Other things I'm like, wait, what is that? Why did that happen? Why didn't you just, you know? I think you're allowed to do that because God loves the engagement with us. Otherwise, he wouldn't spend eternity with us. Huh. All right, here we go. Here's your trivia question. Jesus was baptized by who? Yeah, that's pretty simple. Jesus was baptized by who? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. And you think, well, Dave, this is an easy one. Everybody should know this one. Right. But here's the thing. You have to say it. And sometimes when you say it and you hear it and you think it, it just cements more in. And it also shows you something about Jesus as well as the person who baptized him. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, little brother. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Good, good. Been praying for you extra.
All right,
so you gonna answer this?
Answer to your trivia is the First Baptist Dallas.
Is the what?
No, the First Baptist Dallas.
The South Baptist Dallas. Yes, that's it.
No. John the Baptist.
John the Baptist is the answer. That is correct, Amigo.
Hey, he was the First Baptist.
Or as he's known to our audience, Johnny B. Okay, that's right. It's Johnny B. That's right. Okay, that is funny, though. I will give you that one. How's your brother feeling, by the way?
I haven't talked to him. So I'm going to keep praying for him, I think.
Okay.
I'll call him in a little bit.
Okay. Well, I had somebody text me and say they really appreciate you praying for everybody. So I wanted you to know that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm praying for all the people that have ear, nose, throat issues. So.
Yeah. And just everything that you're praying for. I mean, I'm sure you're praying for him in mass. That's one of the things we all like to do for one another. So Appreciate that you do that, brother.
And then the couple from last month, I think this morning, Lord reminded me to pray for them.
Yeah.
The couple who was having some bones issues.
Yeah.
That
yep.
you sent me the email.
Yep. So good job, brother.
My prayer.
That's good.
Yeah,
I think that's important.
And I'm going to pray for your grandson.
Yeah.
Eastern? Yes.
Easton. Yeah, I'll talk about that a little later in the show, but just Julianne just going through it. And it breaks your heart when you're your daughter's going through something and you want to fix it, but you're not allowed to fix it because God is in charge and you have to just go, you're in charge, Lord.
Yeah. Okay, I have a little theological question or maybe more historical question, but because you're a doctor, so I just need a little verification. So I heard that Enoch, when he was alive, Adam was also alive. So is that true?
Yes. You want me to
I'm
take
sorry?
More time? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's some question about that. And when you get into the year span and so on and so forth, people really get into it. I have never personally gotten into it. I've seen a presentation that took like 4 hours. And they go through every person on a chart, and it's really long. So let me say that.
Oh, okay.
So you should never do a 4-hour presentation. I don't care what you. If the Sermon on the Mount's only 30 minutes, then 4 hours is too long, right? So anyway, there's a lot of evidence to say yes that there were a lot of there was a lot of flippage. There's a lot of people alive and around at different times. I don't want to die on that hill, but from what I remember from that conference, my answer is yes. That's all I'm gonna say. And if not, then I'm wrong. How's that? That's my level of commitment.
Oh, okay.
Is that fair?
So I'll just ask the doctor.
Yeah, no, I know people. There's a whole group of people that really get into that, and I love that they do that because they love the word. There's nothing wrong with that as long as they don't make it issues of fellowship. That's fine. I mean, I just think that everybody that makes any issue of fellowship outside of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's a whole separate thing. But that's a great question. I would tell you right now there's about 4 commentators that will give you 4 different answers. So I would almost I would almost encourage you to check out Bible Hub has got a lot of free commentaries that you could really look on there, BibleHub.com, and see the different people that they come up to those conclusions.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make you work for it, okay? That's because I love you.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Okay, thank you so very much, Doctor.
You're
and you
welcome.
Have a blessed weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know. See, everybody wants calls. Dave, we just want all these answers. I don't care. I don't have all the answers. I have one answer that I know is always right. Jesus. Okay, that's it. Everything else is kind of like, it's kind of like Yahtzee. I don't know what's coming up. All right, here we go. We're going to do our DNA before we exit. Let's do that. DNA D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, spend some time with the Lord. I mean, I know people get upset when I say this, but Jesus was trying to get people back in the closet. Too bad. I mean, what you need to do is be in a private, undistracted, uninterrupted place that you can just spend time with the Lord. That's why Jesus got up early in the morning or went late at night and prayed on the mountaintop. Why? Because then he could be alone with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. See, that's what we need. We need that every day. Draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never. I'm just going to say that. Never. When? Never. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Even if you don't understand every nuance of theology, that doesn't matter. Jesus understands it. Okay. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means other people. Now, what I think is really cool about what Samson said is he's praying, and then he thinks about somebody that we talked about on the radio show like a month ago. And so he's like, the Lord put that on my heart. I wanted to pray. See, that's other people being important. That kind of, and when you're praying and somebody comes to your mind and you can't figure out, why is that person? What am I even thinking? If it's not just about you going to the state fair, which is just you thinking about it, if it's somebody that comes across your mind, pray for them. Maybe that's the Lord going, I need prayer warriors. I want prayer warriors. That's really what you really need to say. Okay, so that's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. DN, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready to serve. We'll take our break and then come back because I got just so much to cover. So let's do that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher, or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi, I don't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Now, I know somebody's going to go, well, it could be this or that. I'm going to say this right now. The question I'm going to ask you, and the answer. Your answer needs to be within 1 year of the opportunities I'm offering. Just listen to what I'm saying. How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? Was he 86, 93, or 100 years old? Joy Ann and Cordelia. I didn't even finish the question. They just wrote it in. Good job. How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? Was he 86, 93, or 100 years old? That is the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? Not pregnancy, born. 86, 93 or 100 years old? That is the question. Okay. I'm going to do, because one of the teachings that I'm going to do is going to be from Pastor Ray talking about Pathway to Healing, I'm going to pray for Julianne and for people then. But before that, I want to do this teaching on divisions. Okay, so we're not talking multiplication, subtraction, and then, addition and then division. We're talking, this is division, 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 right?
We're going to do a little math segment.
Yeah. We're going to just, exactly. By the way, you're doing a phenomenal job. You're hitting all the things, perfect timing. You're doing great. So I just
want
you to know that. So it's not easy. I mean, Noelle, she's really good at timing with me. She just says, shut up. It's my turn to talk. Okay. She has mastered it. I just want to say that. Okay. All right, let me go back to this. So the trivia question, then we'll how old was Abraham when Isaac was born? Was he 86, 93, or 100 years old? Now, I'm going to pull this out of Jude. Jude only has one chapter. Jude is the letter before the book of Revelation, Revelation, singular. It's the last letter before the book of Revelation. And this is what it says in verses 17 through 19. I want you to listen to this, and then I want you to think about today, all the stuff that's going on. I'm not going to go overly political. I want you just to consider the landscaping that we're all living in right now, the landscape that we're, of society. It says this, "But you must remember, beloved, that the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, they said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Holy Spirit." Now listen to that. This is a prophecy that is being brought up by Jude, who is a brother to Jesus, won't even identify himself that way, brother to James, who was in charge of the church after the James of Peter, James, John died in Acts 12. In Acts 15, the other James kind of ascends to the position of power, so to speak. And he's not in charge of everybody. He's just kind of leading the show, and like Peter did in the early church. And this is Jude, his brother, and the brother of Jesus. And he's telling you got to remember what the apostles said. The apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's so humble when he writes that. He said, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. You could just say that's probably true in almost every realm. Scoffers referring to the return of Christ, laughing about Jesus coming back. Ah, ha, ha, sure, he's coming back. That's what they do. And the big deal is that they're following their own ungodly passions. I'm going to get into that in a second. It is these people that cause division. There's more division going on now than there has been in even 20 years ago, 40 years ago. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the people that are causing these divisions, they are worldly people, the scripture says, devoid of the Holy Spirit. First of all, these mockers and scoffers, they mock the return of Christ and they mock our faith. Oh, there's those dumb, uneducated Christians. That's what they do. Right? I mean, they went to school and they learned that everything their teacher said was perfect, and then their teacher said Christians were stupid. So they said, okay. And they bought into it. And what they do is they follow their own ungodly passions. So I want to really key in on that. What does that mean, they followed their own ungodly passions? They, like the unlearned and the unstable that are referenced in the Thessalonians text, these people are twisting the definition of love. See, they're following their own ungodly passions. Love only means for them feelings. It's how they feel. Wait, I feel like a girl. I feel like a guy. Wait, we got another person. I feel like a dog. He even has a dog costume he goes around in. I feel like a cat. I feel like a Muppet. I feel like a, 2 + 2 = 4, unless one of the twos doesn't feel like it. See, you see what's going on there? It's like, okay, that is just, right? And for them, love is based on feelings. And in fact, because their love is based on feelings, just so you can understand this, that's called lust. Their lust is what's doing that. And these are the people that cause divisions. They cause detachments. Now, let me explain something. There's a difference. There's a difference between differences and division, right? In Christianity, we have divisions that are bad, okay? But what there should be are just differences, and differences are distinctions, okay? I'll just show you real quick and without trying to put him on the spot or anything like that. Jacob, what kind of food do you like? What's your favorite two foods? Either one, anything.
I'll say pizza.
Okay.
And I'll say broccoli.
Okay, and broccoli. Okay. Didn't see that coming. Good one. That's distinctive for Jacob, right? Now, if I say to him, I like pizza, we got unity there, and then I like chocolate anything. Okay, so before I went to broccoli, I went to chocolate. I'm just pointing out. But there's nothing wrong with that. That's distinct. Division is detaching. Let me explain that. You like broccoli? I can no longer have you on the show. That is division. It's detaching yourself. That's substantially different than distinctives. Get that? It's a kind of a cool way to understand it. It's like that's what these people are doing. They're creating detachments. And you know what the scripture says? By the way, good job. You know what the scripture says? They're void of the Holy Spirit. There's nothing in them that's of Christ. It's all about their feelings. You think, well, why is that important? Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Can't be void of the Holy Spirit and be connected to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the present ministry of Jesus on the planet. It's like, well, slow down, Roller. Take it easy. And why is all this important? Because these type of detachments are bad. They're fleshly. They're based on feelings. It's not that your feelings are wrong. It's just that we've said it 100 times. You just can't let your feelings be the lead car in your train. It can't be the lead one. Because when you eat 1,600 tacos and 36 churros and 15 Mountain Dews, you don't feel the love of God. You feel like there's not enough Imodium AD that can help you survive. That's how you feel. That has nothing to do with the love of God. See what I'm saying? There's a difference there. So you can't let your feelings be the lead. It's not that you don't have feelings. These people, they only live and exist by their feelings. And if they feel it's right, it's right. Wait. We feel it's right. Why is it right? Because. Okay, but why? Because that's how we feel. Okay. Do you feel this? Okay. Anyway, so the point being, we've got to be aware that those type of divisions, those type of detachments, that's fleshly. If you want to have a difference of opinion with other Christians, that's fine. That's a distinctive. If you detach because they like church where people dress up and you like church where they don't dress up, that's wrong. See that difference? Got to stay in that difference. Okay, you got to understand that difference. Distinctions are great. Detachments are dangerous. How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? Was he 86, 93, or 100 years old? And the answer is he was 100 years old. 25 years after God first made the commitment, that's when the kid came about. How'd you like to wait around for 25 years before God says, now? Oh, boy. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't
stand the skill, can't stand. Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. It is not necessarily an easy one, but it is, in fact, one I've asked before. So we'll see who has been listening. How many times was Paul shipwrecked? Is it 10, 2, or 3? How many times was Paul shipwrecked? Is it 10, 2, or 3? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. If you're looking for a reference point in Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 is where you would find that. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. And we'll give Aunt Deb the props for getting the pow-pow. Very nice, Aunt Deb. Very nice. Very nice job. How many times was Paul shipwrecked? 10, 2, or 3? That is the question. In the meantime, I've got this teaching I want to do, but I have to decide before we get to the teaching. I think we should probably do history. We'll do history first, then we'll do a prayer, and then we'll do the teaching. Okay, so let's do history real fast.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is Garlic Lover's Day. Do you like garlic? I like garlic, shrimp, garlic.
I like garlic bread.
Oh, yeah. See, that's good. There you go. That's a good one. I like garlic shrimp. Shrimp, that's got garlic. Okay. All right, so we're on the same page there. It's National Noodle Day. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. 1857 on this day, the American Chess Association is organized, and that's 1857. They came together and said, we need to have a group that runs this. Okay. Today is Mad Hatter Day. I'm not sure. I know what that's from for Alice in Wonderland, but I'm just not sure what I do with that because I can't wear a hat.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. I guess watch Alice in Wonderland.
I think that's the theory or something about hats or Mad Hatters, or really if you don't like your hat, you can have a Mad Hatter Day because you're mad at your hat.
Yeah, something.
That's all I can do.
Go in your closet and grab your tallest hat, I guess, and wear it for the day.
Very good. I like that. And then finally, 1889, Thomas Edison showed the first motion picture on this day, October 6th in 1889. So he just didn't know that 3D was coming around the corner. Anyway, so let's just get to this. Then we're going to pray for Julianne. Then we'll do the next thing. How many times was Paul shipwrecked? Was he shipwrecked 10 times, 2 times, or 3 times? The answer is in 2 Corinthians 11:25. If you want to know specifically, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody that's calling in, and because they're calling in, I'm going to give a little room to that, because then we're going to, after that, we'll do the prayer, and then after that, we'll do the teaching. So Ray's teaching on it's called Pathway to Healing. On Ray's teaching, he's not saying, and he's just making sure people know this ahead of time, this is the way it's got to be. Like, it's not like that. He's offering another avenue to understand praying for people who are sick. If that helps you understand. So when we get there, you'll understand why I'm saying that. All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joy Ann. Thank you for your great show today.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'll tell you a cool answer to prayer after I answer the trivia.
Okay, you got it. Here we go. How many times was Paul shipwrecked? Was it 10, 2, or 3?
I'm pretty sure it's 2. I've been driving. I just pulled over.
Okay.
Okay. Am I wrong?
Yeah. So that's
three?
Okay, though. Yeah,
three?
So, okay. Yes, that's it. No, you got it right there. Three. That's it. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. I hate to answer you that fast. You're like, was I wrong? Like, yes. It's like,
well, I remember reading that in 2 Corinthians, and I remember thinking, that poor guy, he was shipwrecked, you know, more than one time. How on earth did he ever survive? I mean, one time alone is horrific, being in the ocean, and, you know, he said, I think, 24 hours away. Anyway, like I said, I've been driving, so I haven't
And I don't blame you, because it's hard to look it up. In 2 Corinthians 11:25, he says, 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. So that's where you were talking about that. So you are
night and day, okay?
Yeah, but that's still
that
you're
was
still
24
right.
24 hours or not, we don't know. But that wonderful man, he was willing to suffer so much for the gospel. Can I share a quick prayer request? I mean, praise.
Yes,
really, it's a praise,
of course you can.
Okay, thank you. I'll try to make this quick because I always love, you know, being able to share. You're wonderful about that. I've recently been praying to the Lord to just help me to. Be able to thank my former mail carrier. He's been in the neighborhood that my husband and I have been in for years, and he has been so great about making sure my mail has been transferred to our new location where my sister and I have been for 3 years. I happened to see him walk up to our house this morning through the window, so I opened it up and said hi and just, you know, thanked him again. He's a godly man. And then after he left, I thought, wait a minute, his birthday is coming up. So Cordelia and I quickly got a little birthday card and some nice little, you know, treats for him. I couldn't find him after that. I drove all over the neighborhood. I thought, okay, I'll just get him something else at the grocery store, my favorite salad. And I did just find him a few minutes ago. And he knows to pray for my husband and me. He is such a sweetheart. But it was the Lord who helped me to remember that his birthday is this month. It's next week. So
that's
I prayed
so cool.
the Lord for an answered prayer. It meant a lot to me to be able to thank that dear mailman because, you know, we want to be a witness. And he knows our story. And he even wrote one time a very nice note to my husband and me. He said, "Y'all have a great marriage. It's such an inspiration to come to your home and deliver mail."
Oh.
Isn't that the coolest?
Yeah, that is awesome. And what's cool is that you recognize. See, this is what the Lord does. He puts people on other people's hearts and minds. And it doesn't have to be a dramatic, you know, raise the Titanic element. It could just be a hello or a thank you or hey, you're appreciated. And that too is a powerful moment in the process of the Spirit acknowledging the graciousness that comes from Jesus Christ and honoring the Father. It's just so cool. I mean, I think it's great.
Yes.
Excellent.
Amen. Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thank you, Dr. David. Well, and we're praying for Julianne and the family and everyone else. And love and blessings to all the audience. Thank you for a great show, Dr. David. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Get rested. Thank you.
Okay,
God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to do that. Then we're going to go to prayer for Julianne. So I'll just tell you the situation, then you guys can, you know, pray. And I'm going to pray briefly, but I'm going to ask you guys to kind of take it on. Then we're still going to do the teaching from Ray, and I want you to, I'm going to say it again. He's not saying what he's teaching is not, this is not the only way. It's just another part to add into our arsenal. But let's pray. My daughter called me up about 12:30 today, which is about an hour before the show starts. And they had a very tough week with Easton, and she's very concerned about a couple things because he seems like he's very uncomfortable, and he's not able to tell them what it is, and the doctors aren't able to locate what the problem is. And so then she gets frustrated, which you could totally understand, of not being able to give the relief to her child that she's trying to give. And so we talked a little bit about that because she can't, you know, she can only do the best that she can do. She can't, she's not omniscient. She doesn't know everything. And she has to just function the best way that she can. And I know there's going to be a lot of suggestions, but I'm telling you, she covers every base that's possible. And so we talked about that. And what I really talked to her about was her not taking on guilt because she can't do it perfectly. And that should be something you and I should all be aware of, that the enemy will throw at us. When you can't do it perfectly, the enemy just wants to make it as miserable as possible. The Lord's going to get her through, and Easton's going to find that relief, and he's going to get past it. But in the meantime, the devil would love to drop a bunch of people off outside of the water on the shore, beaten up and bruised in the wake. And we're just not going to believe for that. We're going to believe that God's going to do something greater. So let's pray, and then I ask you guys to take this on as part of your own burden because it will help me immensely as well. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and you know how much I thank you and praise you. You are lights out fantastic, Lord. I love you. I worship you. I just adore you. I love your word. I love your truth. I love the fellowship we have. It's phenomenal. Love this ministry. Oh, so, so, so good. So, so kind, these people. Just love them. Ask you to bless every one of them. Every one of them, Lord. And Lord, I lift up my daughter, and you know her situation 1,000 times better than me, but you also know how I feel about it. You know, and I can only lift it before you, not assume anything that I've done or that she's done or anybody else has done, but ask you for us to have the same tenacity of faith, the same testing of our faith, trusting you, bringing out true perseverance in our character that reflects what you want. And we just ask you to bring relief to her and to Easton and to the family. And in place of this frustration, we ask you to replace it with refreshment. And that they would know the refreshment that comes from your presence. I just pray you'd heal Easton. I pray every day, Lord. And I pray that you would refresh those kids and protect them from the attacks of the enemy and let them leave it in your hands. We just entrust them to you and pray you bless them for the great testimony they are. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. All right, so I want you guys to take that on. Be praying along that same lines. I'd appreciate that. I'm going to do this brief teaching from Ray, and then we're going to exit. And I'll let Jacob know when. We just got to keep things going because our time is so tight. We need another half hour. We got to have to figure something out at some point. But I just want to read this to you. It's from Ray. I really like it, and I want you to understand what he's trying to communicate. He's trying to give everybody another tool in the fight of prayer for healing. He says this, I'll be honest, I'm trying to understand why and how some people are healed and others are not. But I know healing is a reality in the kingdom of God here on earth and in heaven. The kingdom is at hand, Jesus reminds us in Matthew 3:2. Understanding the complexities of healing is challenging. But Ray writes, I am convinced there is one key to healing and well-being that is unused or unavailed. And that is forgiveness. We usually think of physical healing, but emotional and mental healing are also vital to health and well-being. The healing of our minds can lead to the healing of our body. Do you hear that? The healing of our minds, right? And the healing of our vital well-being, our emotional well-being, can then lead to healing of the body. A successful man or woman can go through life looking like they have it all together. Happy, prosperous, church involvement, good friends and family. But underlying all that lurks the enemies, fear, anxiety, stress, and worry, eating away at the soul and fueling physical ailments that range from headaches and ulcers to cancer, heart disease, and other afflictions. At the core is often a need to forgive or to be forgiven. Scripture is full of examples like this. Praise the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. What I want you to catch that Ray is sharing is that sometimes people help create some of their own stress, anxiety, fear, whatever, and it can be fueled from a lack of forgiveness, either giving it or receiving it. So be both a giver and a receiver. Okay? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody, look, at. I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. I just, when you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. There's a whole teaching on, it's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is. God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. believers, good believers, great believers, fantastic believers, lousy believers, and everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. That doesn't. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know. I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is that sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought because God was bragging about him and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. I love Friday shows. They're just fun. I mean, just like it's fun. You know, I'm not going to be disingenuous about it. It's like, look, I get a break for a couple of days. I'm not lying about that. I'm not thrilled about the drive I'm going to have home, but I'll just, put on comedy. You think, don't you listen to Christian radio? I'm on Christian radio. All I would ever do. It's like, no, I gotta get my jokes from somewhere. Anyhow, here's your last trivia question. How long will Satan be imprisoned, according to Revelation? 666 years, 1,000 years, or 700 years? How long will Satan be imprisoned, according to Revelation chapter 20? If you think you know the answer, you don't have to use a little, dialect. Well, like, do you think you know the answer? It's okay. You can just call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Or, well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. According to Revelation chapter 20, how long will Satan be imprisoned? Is that 666 years? 1,000 years or 700 years? That is the question. We got somebody who's going to call in. We're going to have them jump on, and then we're going to have them jump off because I have a very short amount of time, and I really want to get this last little teaching because it's super, super encouraging for me, and then I think maybe it'll be super, super encouraging for other people as well. That's my theory. So if we can, we will, and if we can't, we won't, because what I think is cute. But that's not always what God wants, right? Just remember that. What you think is cute, but that's not always what God wants, right? What we want is what he wants, okay? Okay, great. All right, somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dr. David. This is Dr. Jesse.
Hey, Dr. Jesse. How are you, bro?
I'm doing pretty well.
Okay.
I have an answer for your trivia question, but also wanted to share a short praise report.
We can do that. We just got to make sure we cut off at the cutoff time, and I don't want to have to cut you off. So let's do trivia first.
You got it.
And then share the praise report. First, how long, according to Revelation 20, how long will Satan be imprisoned? 666 years, 1,000 years, or 700 years?
Imprisoned for 1,000 years.
That is correct, Amundusen!
Praise God.
You are right as rain, and rain is right, awesome. So that is good. All right, now I'm going to give you the floor and testify, brother. Testify, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen, hallelujah. Yes, this morning I woke up, and it's almost like I woke up and stepped into a certain kind of negative mood, and I felt a lot of pressure on my mind to be negative. But what I realized was that I had the question in my head, I don't know. I don't know what to do about life and all these things. And I realized, I think God sort of put in my mind that whenever I do that and allow my mind to be passively influenced by negative thoughts coming in, and my mood is very susceptible to manipulation, external manipulation, and even suggestion for myself. And the enemy's always there. And so what the Lord, I believe, put on my heart was Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So I believe if we seek first the kingdom of God, all the other things will fall into place, and we answer whatever we feel God directing us to. So praise God. He gave me that scripture, and it's changed my whole day.
You know, that's exactly right. In fact, we'll close with that because that is, you can't get better than that, and I'll tell you why. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God, when you make God the priority, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you and by many, many people believe, and his righteousness was Jesus, the underlying way of saying me, because I'm the righteousness. But here's the key. When you seek God, when you make him your priority, everything else loses power because it can't compete with God.
Of course.
So you're making that the pursuit, and all of those fears and anxieties and frustrations and angers and disappointments lose some of their grip because they can't stand against God. And so if you are pursuing God, if you are making God the priority, and one of the ways we pursue is by setting our heart and mind there, if we do that, we're actually giving all of those negative and all of those demonic and all of those flesh things, we're giving them grease because they can't hang on anymore and they're slipping off. That's such a good point. Great testimony. And you know, praise brother, God. I'm blessed because I was just praying for you yesterday and I'm just like, I hope my brother's okay. I hope he's doing okay. And then you called, you share that. It's like, for maybe not for everybody else, but for me specifically, that was a great blessing just to hear you share that.
That is awesome. I really appreciate that, David. It means a lot to me. I really consider everyone family. You know, Joanne and then your little brother who comes in with the answers for questions, and he calls himself, and Shabbat Shalom. And, yeah, it's wonderful. We're like a family getting to know each other.
Yep.
Praise God.
Christian community, Christian family, Christian fellowship. Thank you, brother. We got to exit out, but excellent job.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, that was perfect. See, God had a better plan than me. He always does. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 71.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.